blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention, Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah, yo.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official OPT Network.
The what show?
The bigger show.
With the what sound?
With the bigger sound.
Oh, yeah. You can join the OPT Network from anywhere in the country by logging on to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live, and we welcome you from all parts of the United States and around the world. If you're just getting your wind down Wednesday started, it's 7:38 local time, 8:38 Eastern time. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. And today, it's wet. It's sloppy. It's getting cold again. The temperatures are changing. And we want to encourage you to please, as we do every single morning, give yourself enough time, DC, to get there safely, carefully, and slowly. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So as you're traveling through those school zones, especially on mornings like this, we implore you. You know, every single morning, we travel through several school zones getting here. And we always see something that makes us remind you and remind ourselves to please slow down. And that means people hitting it right before they get through the school zone and really not slowing down. help our crossing guards, help our resource officers make sure that school buses get in safely, that school kids that are needing to cross those crossing zones get through safely. And you know what? It just makes you feel better. And as a courtesy, watch out for others on the road. You know, for some reason, and we know it's tax time, a lot of people are buying new vehicles, more cars on the road. So we want to encourage you to be courteous and to make sure that you're watching out for your fellow person. It's just a great thing to do. You know what? It's Wind Down Wednesday. I don't care what this weather says. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. You know what we told our son this morning? And it just bears repeating because it was just such a great thing. His dad asked young David Christmas this morning. He said, son, you know, how's everything going? How are you doing in school? And he says, I feel like I'm doing okay. He said, you know what? You cannot be moved by how you feel. You have to know what's going on. And so when he said that, it just really resonated in my spirit that sometimes and many times we're moved by what things feel like. You know what? You just have to know that things are okay. You have to know where you are and where you're going. You just have to know that you know that you know. And when you have that assuredness and that confidence that you know all is well, it just makes life so much easier. So this morning, if you're traveling in and you happen to be moved by how you feel, we want you to check yourself right now and say, you know what? I'm not going to be moved by how I feel. I'm going to know within myself that I am well and that the day is going to be well. Just remember that as you're traveling about. And if you had one of those mornings and your week started off and it was kind of just harried and hurried and a little bit crazy, you know what you can do? You can stop. You can take 30 seconds and you can dig deep. You can take those deep cleansing breaths and you can say, you know what? I will not be moved by how I feel. I will not be moved by what it looks like in the natural. I'm gonna soar above the natural and I'm gonna step into the supernatural and I'm gonna trust that when I do all that I can do, that the rest will be handled by the supernatural. That God is going to do the rest for me, that the universe is going to bring me what I need just for today. You know that grace that you need today? You just get it today. You get the grace today. And if you can trust that, if you can believe that, then you'll know all is well. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. And remember, Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, is making patients better and faster, and it is their top priority. Now, for more information about how you can connect with MIGS, here's the number. It's 318-445-9700. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish for all of your home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, the credit union that is absolutely dedicated to excellence. Don't forget about Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real healthcare solutions for those who need a little help. For more information, here's the number. It's 800-454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information about what's happening in the parish, 800-833-4195. And don't forget, start your morning with McDonald's of Central Louisiana. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Absolutely. DC, it's Wind Down Wednesday. We have our impetus. We have our momentum. We feel absolutely incredible, and we're sending that incredible energy, that fabulousness. We're sending it all your way. Y'all, we've got an incredible show on point, one that you absolutely cannot miss. Stay with us. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card, it's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and...
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
By. Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Yeah. Y'all, we just cannot tell you how excited we are this morning. And you know what, DC, I cannot thank you and our producers and the team that has put together this show this morning. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. This morning, we're joined by one of America's icons. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Ambassador Andrew Young. Yes. Ambassador Andrew Young confronted segregation alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and galvanized a movement that transformed a nation through nonviolence. Andrew Young's life's journey would lead to a life of public service, becoming the first African-American to represent Georgia in the United States Congress since Reconstruction. And later, he would become the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. And in 1977, President Carter appointed Andrew Young to serve as the nation's first African-American ambassador to the United Nations. The OPT is so humbled and so honored to welcome you, Ambassador Young, back to Louisiana and back home and right here on the OPT Network. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you. And I tell you what, it is like coming back home because I grew up in New Orleans. My daddy was from Franklin. But during my childhood, he ran a dental clinic in a trailer. And Governor Huey Long hired all the dentists and doctors that would work for the state during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And we went from town to town and fixed people, especially children's teeth, for free.
Wow.
And I used to travel with him in the summer, so that's why I said I went to Bunky and Green River and McIntosh and Alexandria and Opelousas. And
wow.
I got kinfolks down in Lake Charles.
Amazing.
In fact, my uncle, that's why I had to do well. My uncle had a drugstore in Lake Charles in 1908.
Wow.
And I don't know how those black folk got so together. My grandfather in Franklin was the chairman of the Masonic Lodges and some burial societies, and he was somebody that everybody trusted with their money.
Wow.
And so I grew up hearing about leadership in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Louisiana, even before the Civil War, W.E.B. Du Bois said there were 27 black millionaires in Louisiana before the Civil War.
Wow.
So somehow the people who came, and I can't figure it out, but my name is Andrew Jackson Young, and that was my daddy's name.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading that Andrew Jackson came to Louisiana when he thought Napoleon was going to invade Louisiana, and he got everybody who would volunteer to, he promised to give them some land.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in about 1803 to 1812. And I guess some of my kin folks back there got some land back there. Because I never heard on my daddy's side, I never heard about anybody being a slave.
Wow.
And my granddaddy was born in 1860. Now, on my mother's side in New Orleans, they had some funny kind of relationships between the businessmen and the pretty black women. And that's how we got all those yalla people down there.
Wow.
And so
Ambassador Young, as we sort of fast forward, and I know your dad was a dentist and your mom was a teacher, so you guys were really middle class back in the day.
Well, for all effective purposes, we were middle class in terms of values, but we didn't have a car.
Wow.
And we had to ride a bus for 7 cents, and we had to sit behind the screen. We couldn't go to movies, so there was not much difference between poor and middle class, except that we always had something to eat.
Wow.
And my grandmother, people used to stop by my house, because black and white, because the hobos, we lived near the railroad track. We lived on one side of the railroad track. Louis Armstrong lived on the other side of the railroad track.
Wow.
The track was running right through New Orleans.
Mm.
And the hobos used to say, there's a colored woman on Cleveland Avenue that'll give you something to eat if you're hungry. And so people were always stopping by my house, and whatever we had to eat, My grandmama shared it with whoever came to the door.
Wow.
I remember one time that one of the things that we used to like, she used to take the inside out of the po' boy bread and fill it with red beans.
Wow.
And one of my favorite lunches was a red bean sandwich.
Is that what y'all called it, a red bean sandwich?
It was a red bean sandwich. We'd pour the red beans down inside the bread, that po' boy bread.
You know what I wondered, Ambassador Young? I wondered how it was that your dad was able to become a dentist and your mom was able to become a teacher.
Well, that's why I work with historically black colleges now, because there was a historically black college in New Orleans called Strait College that had been established by missionaries, Protestant missionaries, and both of them got their education there. And Strait College and New Orleans University merged to form Dillard University.
Wow.
So they were educated way back,
mm-hmm.
and they just expected me to be something.
Wow.
And frankly, I rebelled most of my youth.
Did you now?
Because I was young, and when you're young and you have a choice between getting along with your parents and teachers and getting along with the other kids, your parents and teachers ain't going to hurt you, but the other kids could hurt you if you don't get
mm-hmm. with them. So do you remember that moment, Ambassador Young, when you went home and you told your parents that you were going to join the movement, when you were going to become a part of Dr. King's movement? Do you remember that moment?
No, because it happened so gradually. But see, my mother was on the board of the Urban League, and my daddy was with the NAACP. We grew up in the YMCA. There were important black institutions in New Orleans that helped shape. The public schools in New Orleans were overcrowded, but they were good schools. And I think I got a very good education in New Orleans public schools.
Mm-hmm.
But I got an education. I can remember the time when I realized that I had to do something with my life.
When was that?
I was lifeguard at the swimming pool in Hardin Playground. And I got my lifeguard certificate too young. You shouldn't get it till you were 18. But I think I got mine at 16 or 17 because I was already in college.
Wow.
And a kid came in, a man came in and almost drowned. And when we pulled him out, he was a heroin addict.
Mm.
And he told me, I was thinking about dropping out of Howard because I really was messing up. I thought I'd better drop out and join the Army before I flunked out.
Mm-hmm.
And when we pulled him out, he said, "You don't remember me, do you?" I said, "No." He said, "We got put out of school in Belina C. Jones in third grade together."
My goodness.
And he remembered the teacher, Miss Sarah of Oakland. And I didn't remember that till he told me. And I said, "Well, where have you been?" He said, "My mama was making $1 a day plus car fare. And she couldn't take a day off to see about me. And I haven't been back to school since the third grade. And I've been in and out of every penitentiary and prison in Louisiana practically." And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm in college, but I'm thinking about dropping out." He cussed me out in no uncertain terms.
Wow.
He said, "If I had the chance you had, you think I'd be like this?" And he said, "You got to go back and you got to make something of yourself because you got to help make the world a place where people like me don't end up like I'm ending up." And he was using much more colorful street language. It was, I don't know whether you're old enough to remember Richard Pryor's conversation.
Absolutely.
Between the alcoholic and the drug addict.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, I mean, that's the way he cussed me up, up and down.
So did that resonate with you? When did that resonate? When did that conversation?
That resonated with me immediately.
Wow.
Because when I looked at him, I realized he was smarter than me, maybe.
Wow.
He certainly was tougher than me because he'd been to Angola Penitentiary. He was older. I went to school much too young. I was 6 years old in the third grade, and he was about 11 or 12. But that's what you do to keep from getting bullied. You get with the bully. and we used to, I mean, I was one of the few people who didn't qualify for free lunch, and nobody liked free lunch. So we used to put our pennies and nickels together and go across the street to the grocery store, and you could buy a loaf of bread for 11 cents, and you got a nickel's worth of bologna and a nickel's worth of cheese, and you make everybody sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we had a little money left over, we'd buy a moon pie and a couple of big RC Colas. But I could always hustle up money from my parents, my friends. I always worked a little bit.
Wow.
And so I got along.
Mm-hmm.
But I got along, and I learned, like, by the time I was 6 years old, I was dealing with people who had drug problems.
Wow.
So, and that's why I tried not to, I did not protect my children. I let my children go to public schools here in Atlanta.
Mm.
And thank God they all made it out whole, and they all doing well. But now my children want to send my grandchildren to private schools. I said, please don't do that. Let them grow up and be good, strong black men and women.
Mm.
But you know, they have minds of their own, and they all doing all right.
Absolutely. Ambassador Young, let's do this. Let's take a break here. But when we come back, I want to talk about the civil rights movement, and I want to talk about what you think was probably the most seminal moment that changed our history. Stay on point, everybody, for this very, very important conversation with Ambassador Andrew Jackson Young on point. We're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Design specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking. What it used to be, there's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh,
coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. All the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by not only a civil rights icon, but an icon of American history. I'm talking about Ambassador Andrew Jackson Young. And he confronted segregation alongside Dr. King, and he went on to really galvanize the movement and the world. And Ambassador Young, we were talking before the break, and I was saying, was there a seminal moment in the movement that you believe happened that really turned the way America looked at the civil rights movement?
Well, there were several. All of us had our own seminal moments. And mine probably came in 1956 in Thomasville, Georgia, when we were about to run a voter registration drive. And we came around the curve coming from driving from Albany, Georgia, to Thomasville, and we ended up in the middle of about 100 Klansmen.
Wow.
In sheets. Well, I'd never seen that before. But when we lived in a little shack in town, and I was afraid that they would come in to harass us because we were starting our voter registration drive the next day. So I told my wife, who was the one who believed in nonviolence. I said, "Nah, I believe in negotiating." So I said, "We're not going to sit here. If they come here, I'm going down to talk to them.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to sit in the window with the rifle, and I want you to point the rifle at the guy I'm talking to, who identifies as the leader. So if I go, he goes."
Wow.
And then I can negotiate from a position of strength. And we can read. She said, "I'm not going to do that." I said, "Why not?" I said, "You're a very good shot." We used to shoot tin cans and bottles in the ditch back behind our house in the country. She's a country girl.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "But I don't believe in pointing guns at a human being."
Wow.
I said, "That ain't no human being. That's the Ku Klux Klan." And she said, "If you believe that, you need to quit preaching." She said,
"Wow."
Under that sheet is the heart of a child of God.
Wow.
And if you don't believe that, we need to pack up and get away from you. Well, I said, "Damn, mama." But when she said she wasn't going to shoot, I had to think of something else. So I called one of the other civil rights leaders, and he suggested we go down and talk to the mayor.
Uh-huh.
We only had about 2 hours to do this because we saw them about, 2 in the afternoon. We figured the rally, they would come marching into town around 6, 7 o'clock at dark. And when we went to the mayor, who ran the local hardware store, he got on the phone and he called Sunnyland Packing Company and Flowers Bakery. Those were the two largest employers in town. They got together and they agreed that the Klan could not harass the black community. they let them have their meeting on the front steps of the county courthouse, but they wouldn't let them march and intimidate black folks.
Wow.
So that taught me. I had heard of my granddaddy doing things like that in Franklin, Louisiana, mm-hmm. where whenever there was something that broke out, he went to the business people and the bankers, because he had money in the bank from a lot of Masonic lodges and things. Mm-hmm. And if he threatened to take that money out of the bank, they calmed the other folk down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a lesson that let me know that you can reason. Now, for me, that was a seminal moment, because I realized that, and I did it all the way through, that if you could get to the business community,
mm-hmm.
you see, if the business community, if you hit a businessman 10%, you cut his profit margin.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went to Birmingham, we had a boycott with 300,000 people who didn't buy anything but food or medicine for 90 days.
Mm.
See, and that closed down the town economically.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could go to the Episcopal Church and meet with a businessman, on their territory, and we could reason together like brothers.
Wow.
Now, Dr. King had been put in jail in Atlanta in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just taking part in a sit-in, which he was not prepared to jail. It was Atlanta. But they let the students go, but they sent him to DeKalb County, and they put him in chains that night and put him in the back of a paddy wagon with nobody but him and a German Shepherd.
Wow.
And they drove him from Atlanta down to Reidsville Penitentiary, which is about 300 miles. Well, in chains in the back of a paddy wagon, rolling around on the floor with a German Shepherd bar, growling every time you roll close to him, he probably came pretty close to a nervous breakdown.
Wow.
And then they took him down there and they put him in solitary confinement, and he was really shaken up. That was when President Kennedy called Coretta.
Mm-hmm.
And they found him, because we didn't know where he was.
Mm-hmm.
And they found him, and President Kennedy asked some of the white lawyers who were working with his campaign to get Dr. King out of jail. That's the thing that got Kennedy elected, we believe.
Wow.
Because when that word got out, black folk all across the country said they'd never had a president who called up a black woman about her husband being in jail. And so that was a very close election, and Kennedy won it. But Martin was still pretty well shaken up. And so even though he stayed active in the Freedom Rides, he wasn't in any emotional shape to go on the Freedom Rides. And
did he talk about, Ambassador Young, did he talk about that time and really the depth of being broken almost?
Very little.
Very little.
And that's why I know it was serious, because he used to laugh and joke about being stabbed in Harlem. He could talk about his home being bombed.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything else he would preach about, and he'd talk publicly about, and he'd tell jokes about. But he never talked about that very much. On rare occasions did he mention it. That's how I know it hurt him very deep. But it let him know then that his days were numbered.
Wow.
And then, see, shortly after, in the middle of Birmingham, and the March on Washington, when he was riding high, as soon as the March on Washington was over, they bombed the church and killed the four little girls.
Mm.
And they also shot two boys who were just riding bicycles around town. And people were trying to get him to pull back and quit. So saying he had done enough. But he and Coretta said, no, this is what, this is our mission. And if you haven't found something you're willing to die for, you're probably not fit to live anyway. So
wow.
He pushed on, you know, through Birmingham and Selma and St. Augustine and right on up to Memphis. But once Kennedy was killed, he used to tell us, you know, your days are numbered. Anytime, if 400 Secret Service can't protect the president, and they're trying, you know, we on borrowed time, so we just as well do the most we can with it.
Do you think after the assassination of President Kennedy, you think that he just really, within the depths of his soul, he just realized?
No, he talked about that publicly. He said, look, any of us can go any day, so we don't have a day to waste.
Wow.
He said, because it's not, we actually figured, I mean, that's why I can't stop or slow down, because I'm one of the few that's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But we all figured that he was surprised that he made it as close to 40 as he did.
Wow.
He was 39.
And so, Ambassador Young, for you, hearing that, those words come out of his mouth and to say to everybody that was involved, do what you can, our days are numbered, what was your feeling about that, your personal feeling?
You know, growing up in New Orleans, my grandmother was blind, and she lost her sight at 80. And I don't know, I was maybe about 6-7 years old, and I had to read the Bible and the newspaper to her every day for her. She died when she was 88. So that was 8 years. I had daily Bible study with my grandmama.
Wow.
But she was, every day she was praying to die.
Really now?
She was ready to go. She had 5 children, but she'd raised 11. And she said, she would always talk back to God and said, I've done everything I can do. Don't leave me here to be a burden on these children. So, well, it wasn't a burden.
Mm-hmm.
Her lack of fear of death and her firm belief that there was life beyond this one, I think I inherited. So I've never been afraid to die. Life is what scares me.
Wow. And then so you guys press forward. And you move on.
See, we had people like Hosea Williams. Hosea Williams had been in the Second World War,
mm-hmm.
and he said he put his age up. He went when he was 16, and he put his age up because it was the only place he knew where he could legally kill white people.
Oh Lord!
But he was hit. There was a direct hit from a mortar shell in his bunker. And everybody in the bunker was killed but him.
Wow.
And when they found him and found him still alive, they took him to a hospital in England. When he came back to Bainbridge, Georgia, on his way back home, here he is, a 40% disabled veteran on crutches in uniform, and he tries to drink from a fountain. He didn't drink from the white fountain. He went in and tried and bought a cup and got water from the white fountain.
Wow.
And still, a bunch of young white hoodlums roughed him up. And he just said, he decided then that God had saved him to die for segregation, to end segregation.
Wow.
So he was, I mean, Dr. King used to say that all of us have to be clinically insane to do what we're doing. But it wasn't insanity. It was a kind of faithful courage, mm-hmm. where we didn't mind death. And
do you ever remember, Ambassador Young, when you got there, when you said, "We don't mind death"? I mean, for young people, that is huge.
Well, I I don't know, but it was very early, and I think it came from my grandmother before I was 14 when she died. And so I was always very comfortable with the idea that whenever I died, I went on to a life with God. And so death has never been a problem for me.
Wow.
And then Martin used to laugh and joke about that.
Did he now?
He would say, "Don't worry. If they get you, I will preach your sermon. I'll preach your funeral." And he'd start preaching about you. He'd be saying all the embarrassing things never once said at a funeral. And he'd have us laughing at each other about our own funerals. So we literally laughed at death.
Wow.
And that was the way he overcame his fear, and it was the way he helped us overcome our fear.
And so on that fateful day, on April 4th, 1968, at the Lorraine Hotel, take us back to that day.
Well, we were just, I'd been in court all day. And when I came back, we had won the case, but he hadn't been informed. And so when I came in, he would say, "Where you been all day?" I said, "I've been in court." "No, you haven't been in court. You've been running around here." Clouded. And he was acting young and foolish. And he picked up a pillow off the bed and started beating me with the pillow. Mm-hmm. And he was acting like a big kid. And he and Ralph and his brother had just finished eating a whole platter full of catfish.
Mm.
And they were happier than I'd ever seen them in a long time.
Wow.
But then we went out. Somebody called and said, "You all have got to go to dinner at 6 o'clock, and it was about 5 minutes to six. So he said, "Let me go on up and put on my shirt and tie." So he went up to his room to put on his shirt and tie, and then the shot went off. And we were still downstairs in the parking lot clowning.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great big guy, James Orange, who was about 6'4", 6'5", and weighed about 300 pounds, and I would always be trying to box with him.
Mm-hmm.
Just clowning. And we heard the shot go off, and we thought it was a firecracker. But when I went up there and saw that he had been shot, my first reaction was, "Damn, you gone to heaven and leaving us in hell."
Wow.
How are we gonna make it without you? We just barely making it with you. But we all got together and we sat in a room and we decided that in one way or another we were gonna keep this work going. Now, we kept it going for a couple of years together. But then we branched off into different arenas. Jose Williams went one way, Bevel went another way, Jesse went another way, I went into politics, John Lewis went into politics, Julian Bond was into writing and teaching. But we were all still with the same agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't stay together. There were too many strong egos, and without Dr. King to mediate and pull us together and be the authority, everybody had to go their way. But let me just say about right now,
okay,
we still have problems. But our problems are different problems. Like, we worry about Trayvon Martin, and we should.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that 93% of the black people who are killed by other black people.
Right.
And 84% of the white people who are killed by other white people. So I don't see these as indications of race problems so much as I see us still having a problem with violence.
Mm-hmm.
We still think that violence is the answer. And the one thing we learned in the movement, the one thing Mandela demonstrated, is that your mind is more powerful than your fist or a gun. And Martin said this in Montgomery in 1955. We have to find, it can't be an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. We have to live together as brothers and sisters, or we will perish together as fools.
Wow.
And we've learned how to do that pretty good in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And we put on the Olympics. We built the mm-hmm. world's busiest airport. We've grown from 1 million people to 6 million people. And we have a solid, educated, middle-class base. Now, we still have problems because we're now competing in a global economy.
Mm-hmm.
But Atlanta is one of the few cities that Martin Luther King and Maynard Jackson and many of the other mayors that we've had have kind of kept us moving forward.
And we're still
moving forward.
And so, Ambassador Young, you have really seen all sides of the coin. You've seen it from every angle that there is. And so what it sounds like you're saying is that communities have got to learn to come together.
It used to be that way. We used to have some elders in every community that we respected that could get us together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a meeting 2 nights ago with about 50 young men who are in key positions in government, who own their own businesses, and they called it Just Brothers. And it's not an organization, but we figured we need to get together about every other month and just see where we are and what we need to do. And we also have a kind of instant mailing list where if there's a crisis, we can email everybody and we can get together with, in 3-4 hours notice if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those kinds of mechanisms are necessary to deal with the crises of our time, because we have a lot of crises still.
Mm-hmm.
But we're a lot better off than we were 50 years ago.
Absolutely. And so, before we've got to let you go, Ambassador Young,
can I just say one thing that
absolutely
we haven't talked much about? We were trying to end poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we always fussed about the president, but one of the things the president did was to remind us that there is such a thing as the earned income tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would bet that 75% of your listeners, if they ask for the earned income tax credit when they file their income tax, they would get $4,500.
Mm-hmm.
if they're making less than $50,000 a year with a family of four. Now, if they haven't ever asked for it before, you can go back and get it for 3 years.
Oh.
So you've seen those commercials where they say, we leave money on the table and mm-hmm. they put it in the chairs. Well, much of that money is the president's program of earned income tax credit. This is money that you have earned that's been deducted from your salaries, that if you're making less than $50,000 a year, you can ask for the earned income tax credit and you get $4,500. Now, that's more than I made for the first 40 years I worked.
Wow.
See, I mean, my first 4 years preaching, it took me 2 years, 3 years to make that.
Wow, 3 years.
I was making $1,900 a month. I mean, a year down in South Georgia in Thomasville and Beachton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And so $4,500 is nothing to sneeze at. And if you have not gotten it, it becomes $14,000 some odd dollars.
Absolutely.
And I think that would make Martin Luther King proud.
Now, speaking of the president, let me just stop you right there while we're on the president. What did you think when President Obama was elected for the first time? What did you think?
I thought he was going to catch hold of hell, which he has. And I did not think this country would give him a fair shake, and they have not. But he has been the toughest and the coolest brother I know. And he's almost walked through the valley of the shadow of death and feared no evil.
What do you think Dr. King would have said about President Obama?
I think he'd have said, go to it, brother. You're doing good. But Dr. King would have been around here electing some congressmen and some senators to give him some help.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we have to do. I mean, we got mad in Georgia because he didn't nominate any of our friends as judges. But he has to go through the senators. And he has to have the Senate recommendations. And both of our senators are Republicans. You got a Democratic senator in Louisiana, and you need to keep her.
Absolutely.
Talking
about Mary Landrieu, Senator Mary Landrieu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know her, but I know her daddy and I know her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are very good people.
So, Ambassador Young,
I've known them a long time.
Before we've got to let you go, because you've been more than gracious with your time and just sharing with our listeners, and I feel like I did when we had Dr. Maya Angelou on the show, that I just really needed to get on the floor and just sit at your feet and listen to you recount history and all of the things that have happened and where we're going in the future. What do you hope to see in the future?
Well, one, I hope to see a change in this coming election. And I was saying last night, I was with a group of, there must have been 100 black women at this house, raising funds for a young white woman who's running for the Senate.
Wow.
I was saying to them that in 1968, Dr. King was killed, and Nixon was elected president, and it looked really bad for us. But in 1970, we elected Jimmy Carter governor of Georgia, Reuben Askew, governor of Florida, and Dale Bumpus, governor of Arkansas. And I said, those three elections created the New South. And in spite of the fact that Dr. King was dead, Jimmy Carter came in as governor. And the first thing, we've been getting beat up and killed trying to register voters. One of the first things Jimmy Carter did was do an executive order that deputized every high school principal to be a voter registrar so that you couldn't graduate from high school in Georgia unless you were a registered voter.
Mm.
He did things very quietly, but that were very powerful. And we were able to change the South quietly even after Dr. King was killed. When he went to the UN, and I went with him, the first thing we started working on was getting Mandela out of jail.
Wow.
And it took us a while, but when I became ambassador, he gave me a handwritten note. He said, I want you to go to Africa immediately and ask African leaders what they expect of this administration. Well, they asked us to help end apartheid.
Mm-hmm.
But it was different with us. They trusted us more because we asked for permission.
Mm-hmm.
And they listened to us because we were working with them. If we had gone down there and said we were going to do it on our own, we'd have had a war. And Jimmy Carter, as his president, nobody got killed for 4 years in battle, and we didn't kill anybody. So we know we can run the world nonviolently.
Mm.
The biggest waste of money and time and human life has probably been the war in Iraq. And Afghanistan comes right behind it. And Vietnam and Korea produced, you know, little or no good for the country, for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so nonviolence is still the only way we're going to make sense out of this planet. And I'm still working on that wherever I go, not just here in Atlanta, but we're involved in Africa, we're involved in Haiti, we're involved in Korea. And Atlanta has become a truly international city. And we plugged into the global economy. And so we're not fully dependent on Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We're a part of the world economy, and I think we're one of the leaders in the world economy. So in some sense, the press doesn't understand it. But we built an airport, and it probably cost us $10 billion.
Wow.
To build our airport. It's the busiest airport in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It creates 300,000 jobs, and over half of those jobs are black people.
Wow.
About 40% of the businesses in that airport are owned by black people and women. See, that airport, it lands almost 3,000 flights every day.
Wow.
And so Maynard Jackson designed that and built it, and I filled it up. And we never went to Washington for any money. We got the money from Wall Street.
Wow.
And we made it pay for itself and make money for everybody. We did the same with the Olympics. We raised $2.5 billion privately, and we put on the Olympics, and black people got 41% of the contracts.
Wow.
Say, and over half of the jobs. And so we have kind of figured out how the system works, how it works politically and how it works economically.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't win all the time politically, but we are in a strong enough position. I mean, right now, Atlanta, if you take Atlanta out of Georgia, Georgia is fourth in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So Atlanta kind of runs the economy of Georgia, if not the southeast. And all of that stuff that we learned in the movement, that we were going to redeem the soul of America from the triple evils of racism, war, and poverty. And we did pretty good on racism and war, and I think now we're working on poverty, and that's why I hope people will file for their earned income tax credit, because that's sort of the answer to Dr. King saying that America presented the Negro with a bad check. But one thing we got with Robert Holder, the Attorney General, and President Barack Obama is, now they will send you a check that will bounce.
Wow.
Ambassador, you got to ask for it.
Yep.
It doesn't come automatic.
Absolutely. Ambassador Young.
And the preachers ought to be announcing that in church and finding out how their members, because most of our church members, instead of asking them for money, we should be showing them how to get some money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know what the preachers are saying to that.
it's their money.
It's their money. Absolutely.
And our people do give to churches. I tithe.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's my duty to God. So I'm not against putting money in church.
Sure.
But I'm saying that we got to put some money in people's pockets so they'll have some money to put
in church. Ambassador Young, you guys have done amazing. Go ahead.
I got to take this call.
We got to go, so we're all on point.
God bless you, and I'll talk to you again sometime.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Young.
Okay.
Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Taking the time.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what an amazing conversation. I'm almost speechless.
That last segment was 31. It was 33 minutes.
Listen, Ambassador Young stayed with us way longer than what we had originally agreed upon. And you know,
the bigger show.
Is that why he did it?
He knows that this is the bigger show.
Well, you know.
Like, oh, is this the bigger show? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know what? And I just want Ambassador Young to know, and we asked him during the break if he was okay, but we always want to be respectful of people's times. And you know what? He was just delighted to be with us and to join us and to share his experience, his life, and his hope. And DC, how amazing has the last, what, hour and nearly 30 minutes been?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. What you think? Awesome. Kitty Wynn is your wife.
Yeah, she's waiting patiently, and we want to thank Kitty. And we're going to take a break here, and just try to bask in history. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
9.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd.
Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world
and I know it's gonna